if you're feeling jumpy, give us a call as well. I feel kind of jumpy this morning. I don't know what it is. I just feel kind of just jumpy, as if, you know, when you feel jumpy in your neck, kind of. You can't get the neck bone. I feel a bit jumpy. Put the first call through. See if you can make me less. Who is this? Kilroy. Katie. Paul. Sean, that's it, yeah, Sean. So, Sean, where are you?
At the moment, Danny, I'm just outside Nottingham.
Mm-hmm. What are you going on to do something, is that it, Sean?
Yeah, I'm on my way to work, mate.
What do you do?
A nightclub manager.
And you're on your way to work?
I know someone's going to let the cleaners in and count the money and do the paperwork.
The smell of a nightclub in the morning, when you're the first person in there, because from my old days of being on the road with bands, is the carpet slightly spongy underfoot?
Spongy is a bit of an understatement. Yeah. We put wellies on at the door. We've got a pair of wellies that we slip on and walk in with those on.
And what's the worst thing you've found left in your club after a night?
Oh, is this live on air?
Yeah, it doesn't have to involve a swear word.
I'm resisting.
We always find various articles of ladies' undergarments.
Drawers, you find drawers aplenty, really?
That's it, mate, that's it.
Girls just whip them off. I mean, we're all for it. Dad and I are trying to hold this together. I've been sent a rude postcard. Rude postcards, I'm awful. Readers, wives, voters, believers. We treat them with irony. That's what we do then, don't it, afterwards?
We're postmodern about this.
We go around the cafe afterwards and we treat all our rude mail with irony, so don't worry about it. So you find lots of drawers. What else? Traditionally, you're supposed to find false teeth and stuff. What's the name of your club, by the way?
Minsky's Night.
Minsky's, the good people at Minsky's. And it's actually in Nottingham, is it?
Just outside Nottingham, in a town called Long Eaton.
Yeah, you had a bad reputation until you took it over, didn't it?
Well, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, they always say that, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever found, like, pieces of people around?
What sort of arms and legs?
Or just people generally sleeping in the club?
Oh, yeah, while we're open, the entertainment's that lively, sometimes I have to give them a bit of a nudge.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and people are still a kip in the morning, but the smell of the place, the spongy carpet, the drawers, the sleeping bodies, rock and roll. What do you want to tell us, my friend?
Right, about 3 years ago, when I was on a night out in Manchester.
You can tell a class, I mean, just like round my way, Manchester, the way you can tell, the rule of thumb here, if you're visiting South London, you're going to Millwall Football, try and find one of those pubs that has on no handwritten sign saying on no account are drugs to be used in here. Then you're classy joint. You don't want one of those ones that hasn't got that sign. So go on, yeah.
Right, and I'm in one of those black cabs driving along the bypass ring road.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy broken down in front of us,
yeah,
waving the taxi down. So
yeah,
the taxi pulls over.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy speaks to the taxi driver and asks if he can offer him for a ride into the city centre.
Yep.
So in this guy's jumps is George Michael.
No.
So yeah, straight up. So
Driving the cab?
No, he was.
No, that'd have been Andrew Ridgely, wouldn't it? If Andrew Ridgely would have said, "Yeah, well, all of us have been driven around by Andrew Ridgely in the last couple of years." So George Michael's looking for this lift, is he?
Yeah. So he gets in the back of the cab.
Mm-hmm.
Exchanges a few pleasantries.
Yeah.
By the time we get into the city centre,
mm-hmm,
he just says, "Cheers, mate." Jumps out of the cab.
And just jumped out.
Yeah, didn't even offer to pay half the fare.
I've heard he's mean. I mean, I only know, like, some Japanese businessmen on there. It's the only kind of conjugate I've got to him. They say he's mean. And you've got backing up. So it's mean pop stars is always good. Did he look like it? Did he, you know, look like George Michael?
A little bit. It was a little bit underdressed for the George Michael look.
You should have asked him along to the club.
Yeah, should have done.
He could have done one of those kind of things where they sing to their backing tapes.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
Minsky's Nightclub.
It's got to be. Ever been raided?
No, not yet.
Yeah. No, but it would be worth it, wouldn't it, just for publicity purposes, to raid Minsky's, wouldn't it?
Oh, you never know.
Yeah, thank you. No, of course, no.